Pro-Palestinian protesters assail homes of Biden officials on Christmas Day. By Bradley J. on December 25, 2023. Pro-Palestinian protesters converged on the homes of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Christmas Day. "Austin, we are at your gate. Justice is our only fate," the protesters chanted at the home of the defense secretary. "Austin, Austin, rise and shine, no sleep during genocide," they chanted in another video. The October 7 terrorist attack by Hamas forces killed an estimated 1,200 people in Israel. The terrorist group continues to hold hostages inside Gaza, where Hamas all but has free rein to operate. Nonetheless, protesters called for Israel to end military action against the terrorist organization. "The people are occupied, resistance is justified," the protesters chanted at Sullivan's New York home, continuing, "There is only one solution," in reference to a ceasefire. Protesters were heard chanting, "From the river to the sea. Palestine will be free," widely understood to be a call to genocide of the Jewish people. Radical pro-Palestinian demonstrations have developed a tactic this holiday season, targeting Christmas tree lightings across the country as well as other Christian and Jewish symbols and institutions. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have held countless protests throughout the world, even holding multiple protests on U.S. Capitol grounds, including inside a House office building where dozens were arrested for illegally protesting. The House censured Representative Rashida Tlaib Dimi, a Palestinian-American with a long history of anti-Semitic remarks, partly for her suspected role in orchestrating that illegal protest. Austin has warned Israel against being too aggressive in responding to the unprovoked terror attacks of October 7 and has even gone so far as saying the war should lead to a two-state solution. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.